Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started.
How you always turn a recorder on right here in this good bottom. So I'm like looking out over here in the bottoms looking for a place to go hunting as if I was going to go hunting. Well, you get mad because I'm looking out the window instead of talking to you.
Well, you can look out the window.
Oh, I'm going to look out the window.
I was listening to Don Keithley this morning. There's a little spot in that sermon where he enumerates all the things people question him about. Oh, you believe humanity was reconciled at the cross? You believe everybody was forgiven at the cross? Well, actually, I believe everybody was forgiven before time. You know, that's what he went back and said. And then he said, oh, you believe in the universal fatherhood of God? Yep. He just went through several things. It was pretty good just listening to him, thinking about what God did in Christ. He did for all, whatever it was he did. Anything God's ever done, he's done it for all. I don't know how to express the kind of father that he is. He didn't bring you in this world to forsake you. Like some do.
Reminds me of what Jesus pointed out. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father?
Yeah, that's good. It's
like he was taking the best of humanity and saying, Father, the Heavenly Father is better than that.
Yeah.
Even if human fathers are flawed, they still want what's best for their children.
Yep. And our Heavenly Father, he's actually... He has the discernment to know what's best because he knows all things.
Yes.
And that's what's one of the encouraging things about him. But I was thinking about several scriptures. This ain't what I wanted to read to you, but we're just riding, so I'll talk. Can't read. But there was that Ephesians passage, of course. God did something before time. And then, about verse 10, it talks about the culmination of that he did before time, bringing all things into Christ in heaven and in earth, summing up of all things in Christ. That was one of the verses. These are just random. I don't know that there's a thread. But another verse, I was reading a passage in Romans 6, I think. I can't remember exactly what verse it is, but it talks about how that you died with him, and you shall also live with him. And dying with him, it made me think, okay, you know, the old traditional understanding is, yeah, but you gotta do something to die with him, you know, for that to count.
Right.
Romans 6 says that Paul's communicating that you died with him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, Paul's talking about the love of Christ and all, and how that he had come to understand that if one died for all, then all died. And not only, it's in Romans and in Corinthians, but not only did all die, all were raised.
Yes.
And have that life, that shared life of Christ. That's just some of the things I've been thinking about. It's not a, like I said, it's not a, there's nothing really to connect them, I don't guess. But other than it was something that God did and determined to do, and it was his great pleasure to do it before he ever did anything. He did something before time that included all of us.
Yeah. Well, I think it reframes our understanding of our human experience, our belief in God and the nature of God, what that nature truly is, and then what we believe about that, which is not always the same. And how that there was a time that we thought about it from a more limited, conditional aspect, where a lot rested on human responsibility and response.
Yeah.
And we're beginning to understand that there's a better way to think about who God is, what he's done for us in Jesus, what's available to us to now, the role that faith plays in that, of our experience of it. It doesn't make it true, it just makes it true to us in the sense of our experience.
Yeah.
Of it.
Experience. Yeah.
The subjective experience of what's true.
That's another thing I was thinking about. You're talking about our experience. Where I am today, in every area of life, emotionally, relationally, physically, financially, in every area of life, where I am today and where I was 10 years ago. And I don't know how to say all that without saying my beliefs and what I've come to see of God and learn to walk with him in that truth has affected my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah, every dimension.
Every area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, as a general rule, for the most part, it's just filled with joy and love and peace.
not a lot of anxiety.
Yeah. Well, even if, well, and not, I'm not, what I'm about to say, I'm not projecting on you. It may not be true of you. I would say even in my own life, the different areas, I would describe it from my experience or opinion of it, that it feels like different areas are different areas of growth. As I would want to describe it or say I'm experiencing it, I'm having more breakthrough or evidence of growth in some areas over others. Some seem to really be lagging behind.
Yeah.
But even in that, the common thread running through it all is a rest in the Lord.
Yes.
Even if there's an area that is my top of mind lagging area, there's a rest in the Lord that He's just it's coming to. And I always, because of His finished work, it can't be on His end. It's on my side of limiting belief systems, old ideologies and mindsets, still hanging on to some old concepts that, and I don't even know what they are, maybe.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to say I had arrived.
No, I wasn't hearing that in there.
What I was just trying to say is I've noticed a vast difference, and it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's definitely room for growth everywhere, but
yeah,
it's just a lack of experience. I hadn't had the opportunity to experience that level yet. But like I said, it's not on His end. It's on our end. It's what life is, living life and doing life with Him. We grow into who we are, who He created us to be as a son.
Yeah. And I find a comfort in the fact that He's a good Father who is raising, training, teaching.
He can be trusted.
He can be trusted. I can trust Him in that process.
Even though I think this needs to happen.
Right now. Yeah, this way right now.
Yeah, yeah.
When it doesn't, I'm learning that to trust Him in that.
Yeah.
But just the simple idea that Jesus living on earth, fully God, fully man, but living a full human experience as the Son of Man and as the Son of God. And in doing that in such a realistic, I want to say everyday, ordinary way of a human existence, in a unbroken relationship with His Father, hearing and doing what He is hearing and seeing and being led of the Lord to do, that becomes the example, the model, the pattern, and for us. But I don't mean. I think sometimes when I say that, somebody thinks that's what I'm trying to achieve. That, and I don't mean it that way at all. But that's the life He's brought, that He has in us now.
Yeah,
it's. I want to say it's the pattern in that sense of when He said, "Hey, when you pray, say 'Our Father.'" He's saying you talk to God like I talk to God. You praying in my name. The Father loves you just like He loves me. I want you to have a human experience where you feel His love just like I felt His love. I want to say it's on that. That level of practicality and relationship that this is the life He's brought us into, and we're learning to rethink and reframe that, and it's a whole lot to it, to me, in my little simple world.
A life that's filled with, led by, and
empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, at all times about everything. That doesn't mean everything we do is perfect or right or best. That's got to get off the table because that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have. This is where he's renewing my mind, at least, is I don't have a way of thinking about it that's not heavily shaped by old covenant rules and standards and yeah. do's and don'ts and good and evil, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
yeah.
thinking about everything through the leaves of that tree of, is this right or wrong, good or evil, can I, you know.
Yeah, we're learning to hear what he's saying. That yeah. situation.
Yeah. That
rather than trying to discern.
Yeah, the life that I already have that's resident in me yeah. is wanting to express itself in love of the life that I have. Love towards the people that are around me. Joy about whatever it is we're doing or experiencing in a day. Rather from a pure human standpoint, we want to judge that as good or bad, or a good day, bad day. No, it's just a day of God's grace. It's a day that we share life with him. He is with us walking through that and learning to just how to rest in that.
Yeah.
It seemed like that's what Jesus modeled too, and even in his teachings on about not worrying about tomorrow, living present in the day. So we can do a lot of future tripping and start thinking about what's to come and what am I going to do if this happens, and anxiety starts coming in, and all the what ifs of tomorrow, instead of just what is today and now. And how do I respond? Not that we don't plan our lives or give some thought to what we're going to do on the next day. I don't mean that necessarily, but there's no stress or worry about it.
Yeah, that's been one of my battles, I guess. Our frustrations, not really a battle, is I truly believe if I walk with my Father today and every day, 10 years from now, I'll be right where I need to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't really necessitate a great vision or a great plan. I can yeah. get in on his vision and his plan walking right. with him every day.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That can be a difficult perspective to maintain because of the world in which we live.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody else, it seems, is complete opposite of that.
Well, yeah, everything about this world system is pulling on you or pushing on you to do different.
Make it happen.
To get in the rat race.
Get in the rat race and run hard.
Yeah, you got to make it happen.
Oh, but the Bible says I have an inheritance.
Yeah.
What's that look like? Well, whatever I need has already been provided.
Yeah.
It's already been deposited in us, in Christ Jesus. That, I think, is key. Learning to look within to the Christ that's within us. To sustain us and supply us in any and every area mm-hmm. that I stand in need of.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing, but Jesus is the answer.
Yes, it really is.
So that on occasion, I get frustrated with that. I need to do something.
Yeah.
I need to refocus.
Yeah. It goes back to, if I need to do something, Father will tell me I need to do something.
Exactly. That's right.
So nothing wrong with checking in, asking.
Just being aware and listening.
Being aware.
Yeah. And I find that most of the time, I don't know, how can I say this? I've been going in this direction. There's a lot of things I do that I didn't get a direct word on, but I feel like he was guiding me.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the way, there'll be this strong desire to do something, and I do it, and afterwards realize that was him.
Mm-hmm.
When all the while, I believe it was him.
Yeah.
The whole process, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because we are, I don't know if I should use the word autonomous. I'm not independent from him. But he gives me leeway to do whatever. But oftentimes he'll give me a nudge here for this and a little direction on that. And the whole thing is, it's all good. Because I think he's given us life to be enjoyed with him.
Yeah.
Not endure.
But I think that goes back to we don't understand the nature of his life. And the goodness of his being, and the depth of his love, because we're holding him hostage to an inferior idea that my life should look different than it does, and somehow that's his fault.
Yeah.
Or I must have done something wrong for it to be this way. Because he's a punishing God.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta lay down in the bed you make.
Oh, yeah.
There's some truth in that. But
not as much as we wanted to make out to be.
You want to change?
Well, I don't know. This scripture comes to mind about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's two truths stated in one verse, but which one's a greater truth?
Yeah.
And which one am I going to order my life by? The wages of sin is death, or but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the way I see it. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking today.
Religion's going to hang out on that first church.
I've got multi-doctoral degrees on the first half of The Wages of Sin is Death. And then have Ned and the First Reader understanding, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah, because that's what we're coming to understand is 3 days later, when he got out of that tomb, everything is new.
Yes, yes.
New life, new world, new you.
Yeah.
What's that scripture? Is it in Amos or somewhere in the Old Testament? He says on the third day he will raise us up.
Revive us and raise us up.
It's a prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Hosea.
In a day.
Mm-hmm.
Shall a nation be born in one day?
Yeah.
This new people, this new humanity. Charles Spurgeon's got a good sermon. I think that's the title of it, out of Ephesians, talking about new humanity. Of course, he was talking about the elect, and I am too, but it's just everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's elect. Chosen. Associated in Christ before the foundation of the world. But all things are new. Every morning, his mercies are new.
Every morning. Well, I think that's the struggle we have is what God's done in Christ is create a new creation, and that in that new creation, everything in it is of God, and all the entire old in Adam is gone, crucified, buried, and done away with, taken away, removed. And that, to me, that's part of the essence of the gospel, is that there's this radical shift that has already occurred in Jesus that we need to change our minds about and embrace this new way of living, this new truth, that we are a new creation. We've got his life. He's teaching us a new way to be human. We're in a new covenant relationship with him. And can we begin to order our life from that and let go of all the thinking and acting that was associated with being in Adam, living under the law, seeing yourself as a sinner, all the works and efforts to perform and earn love or work your way back or gain God's blessings or avoid God's cursings type thinking. The wrestle with spiritual warfare ideas of
the
blaming the enemy for everything and wrestling all the time about that when we have a victorious king who has won every battle and is leading us in his tribe.
Hey, thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way to experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love he has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.